We have met the enemy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The National Guard is headed to the border for 1 year.
After that, the number of Guard forces will be reduced as new Border Patrol agents and new technologies come online.
So as the Border Patrol stands up, the National Guard will stand down. And the Mexicans will wait until neither one is looking and then sneak in. Or maybe it will work like a charm. Maybe this will stop the flow of illegals once and for all, so that we'll go back to the days when energetic English-speaking teenagers mowed lawns and the construction sites and restaurants were overflowing with motivated American students cheerfully working their way through college. It could happen. If you had the National Guard patrolling the suburbs, yanking teenagers out of their endless soccer practices and unplugging their computers. Because there's your problem. This country is hungry for good old American manual labor, yet nobody raises their kid for a career in manual labor. We want them to go to college. We petition the government for cheap student loans so they can study without even working part-time. Because we don't want our kids spending their lives weeding someone's garden for $8 an hour. We want them to be able to hire someone else's kids to weed their garden for $8 an hour. There is basically one thing Americans are happy to see their kids do for $8 an hour, and that's join the military. And so, starting next month, enlisted soldiers will earn about $8 an hour driving back and forth along the border to prevent Mexicans from earning their $8 an hour building houses, cooking food, and picking crops. Yes, we have met the enemy, and it's the Mexican work ethic. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.